Salt running off roads and airport runways is an old problem in snowy states like Wisconsin. The U.S. Geological Survey, State Hygiene Lab, and other agencies have teamed up to study how toxic the salt makes streams for aquatic life like fish and insects. Over several years, researchers looked at how minnows and water fleas reacted in stream samples from Milwaukee, eastern Wisconsin, and some other northern and southern cities. USGS hydrogeologist Steve Corsi says the chloride levels in many of the streams were surprisingly high.
A lot of the fish and the water fleas that we tested did die or had what we call non-lethal endpoints, where they either had a stunted growth or less reproduction than they normally have.
Corsi says the study showed the chloride levels were highest in winter, but he says even in summer, lower amounts of the chemical were released by groundwater springs that had taken in some of the salt. Corsi acknowledges that road salt users want to prevent traffic accidents and that reducing use of the salt may not be easy.
Really, there has to be a discussion between the people who apply it and the environmental scientists who understand the effects to see if there are things that can be done to improve it.
Other large studies have looked at how salt runoff has affected lakes, groundwater, and plants. The stream study is published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.